following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
This is Charlie Saladino sitting in Mark Torres's chair because Mark is on assignment in Tasmania hunting the very elusive Tasmanian what the god devil.
Is he on I thought he was on Pandora. I thought he was going to my my timeshare.
Yes, he was, but this opportunity came up, and really? he took it. Sitting across from me is Hassan Godwin.
Hello.
And sitting in for Herman Sinertia is our co-host guest, Marianne Dennett.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Marianne. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Marianne.
Herman called up. He couldn't make it. He didn't have a clean pair of underwear. And that is a prerequisite for the show.
And that's going to be the reason, because he didn't give a reason.
Right.
So we decided
exactly. And it's in our contract that we all have to show up with clean underwear. And since he did not do that, he is in breach of contract.
Right. It's just a guy who has a check. I feel so sorry for him. Poor guy.
Anyway, if anybody's having trouble listening to us, you can hear us live at www.am1240wgbb.com. And which never made any sense to me, that Mark always says that, but if you can't you're having trouble listening, you can't hear us say that.
Yeah.
So it's a moot point anyway.
Yeah, but it's like the vicious circle.
Yes.
So it's just a cute way for him to get to say the website name.
I know. And I want all you people out there to call us tonight. Because I want everybody to think it's Mark's fault that nobody calls us. The phone number in New York is 631-888-8811. So, having said that,
is there any news?
Yes,
Charlie.
So, having said that,
is there any news?
Yes,
Charlie.
Yes, there is, Hassan.
I wouldn't let you segue.
I can't sing it today. Yeah. So, anyway, here it is. News item one that Mark sent me stuff on email. He says, here's a couple of news items. And you notice when he does the news, they're all little sections.
Yeah.
He gave me a novel.
Yeah, he's in War and Peace in front of you.
Yeah.
He had the level of forest printed out.
Yes, exactly. I may have to do the Reader's Digest condensed version of this. Anyway, Los Angeles, our first item of news, Los Angeles. Ed Norton, not to be confused with Ralph's friend, this is
right.
Edward Norton, is speaking out on Facebook after Marvel Studios announced last week that the actor won't reprise his Hulk role in the forthcoming Avenger film.
Yeah, there's like a dispute, right, between what the reason is?
Yeah, Norton says he took the social network site Monday because he felt it would be rude not to respond to the outpouring of support from his fans. So obviously they're out there saying, hey, you know, this is just not right. And this is following Marvel President Kevin Feige's, I guess that's how you pronounce the name, announcement Sunday that the studio would replace Norton with an actor who embodies the creativity and collaboration spirit of other talented cast members.
And who may that be?
What?
Who may that be?
That may be the other cast members that play well with each other. And
Edward Norton's...
Yes, he's not playing well. But...
Did they have any... give me any indication of who the new Hulk is going to be, or the new Bruce Banner?
Because
the Hulk's going to be like a CGI monster.
Negative. No,
nobody. Someone who's going to embody these...
You know they're going to keep that... hold on a minute. Peter Fernandez who was best known as the voice of Speed Racer, but also longtime actor and writer, and old-time radio shows like Gangbusters and Superman, died Thursday at 83. Oh, my God. Poor Peter. And this is one of the old-timers.
Yeah, the original...
I hate that when that happens.
Well, but that's...
Because...
That's unhappy news.
Yeah. That's like, oh. I'm sorry for Peter there.
Well, James Gammon, best known for his role as the exasperated coach Lou Brown in Major League, died at the age of 70.
He was a great character actor. He also played...
Oh, man, yeah, I know who that is. Yeah. I've seen him. He had that crunch, that... scraggly voice.
Right, and he recently, not recently, but he was in Nash Mass Bridges. He played Don Johnson's father.
Right, right.
Yeah, you always see every movie there's like, you know, somebody like him, if not him.
How old was he?
He was 70.
70.
And I have to say,
still young.
As a woman, I don't like a lot of shows that have to do with sports, like, you know, football or hockey. Major League was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
It had a really good cast. It had Wesley Snipes.
Tom
Berenger.
And Charlie
Sheen. Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Corbin Burnson.
Even Dennis Haysbert.
Yes.
Who is now Mr. Allstate. I think, isn't he Allstate, the insurance?
Yes.
He's the guy who's funny. He just shows up saying, you'd be better off at Allstate.
Yeah, he shows up and there's accidents.
Yeah,
he was the one who was doing the voodoo.
Right. With the black bat and the chicken that they gave him a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken in place of a real live chicken. All right. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, anyway, everyone.
So I'm glad we got the sad news out of the way right away. But... anyway, also,
so we don't know who's going to be the new Hulk, but we know that Edward Norton is causing enough trouble that that all parties involved, including Edward Norton, feels that he shouldn't be the Hulk anymore.
Right. Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying, adding at the end of all this thing, taking the high road, as we all know.
Right. Have to do in Hollywood.
Yeah, you do. Adding, he is proud of his work in the Hulk film and grateful to the studio for the opportunity to play the part.
Well,
there you go.
That's saying a lot by saying nothing at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, so he's out. And
you know, we don't know who's in.
Well, who's the rest of the cast that embodies the spirit of playing along with each other?
Go figure, Robert Downey Jr.
Really? Well, okay.
And I wish I knew the guy's name, but he was the guy that something Hendrickson, who's playing Thor. He was the
Lance Hendrickson.
I don't think so.
No, he played Bishop.
That's right. A Bishop, the Bishop.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a gotcha question.
Yeah.
So what's the next news thing?
I'm sure somewhere in this news thing I'll find it. But anyway.
That's Mark's fault. We're going to blame Mark.
Blame Mark for everything.
Yeah, that's a good
Mark's
idea.
Not here. We'll blame him for everything.
Mark and Herman.
Mark hunting down that elusive Tasmanian.
Yeah, exactly.
What the goddamn. So anyway, let's see. I have some interesting news about... what's his name? The guy who played Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman.
And if I can find it, that would be excellent.
Here it is. You're not prepared.
There you go. I'm telling you, he gave me a novel here. I'm like editing as I go, folks.
So you're on page 153, and you got Hugh Jackman.
Page 153, paragraph 7, Psalm 4. Okay, Hugh Jackman, the original big screen Wolverine himself, has weighed in on the rumors that Taylor Lautner could play a young Wolverine in X-Men First Class. The only question is, can the young man grow mutton chops? That's what old Hugh is saying about him.
Really? And, that's the plan, to have Taylor. Well, I think it's Jacob, right?
Yeah. That's been the rumors, you know. So Hugh Jackman just, you know, he was probably asked on the rumors, and he said that he would be terrific to play. We have to grow mutton chops.
What does Hugh Jackman care? He's not going to be in it.
Yeah, so why say anything bad about anything? You know, he took the high road.
Yeah.
That was easy for him.
That's a ridiculous question. That was just a throwaway question.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about the green beans? Yeah. You know, how about string beans? You like string beans?
I do. What are they? Are they strings or are they beans? Are they strings?
Nobody really knows, Mr. Jackman. But we just wanted you to weigh in on that.
I'm all for it, whatever it is. But anyway, he says, probably people knowing his fans, which are all young girls, would probably like to see him go hairless anyway.
Yeah, you know, we already know he's probably built for the role. Yeah. So, yeah.
Meanwhile, down
picture
in
him
old
with claws, and it's all over.
Down in old Green Lanternville, the new photos came out of Ryan Reynolds in the Green Lantern uniform, and I was kind of uneasy reading this. It says his getup, which hugs every muscle, ripple little and leaves little to the imagination. I don't want to read this stuff, and I'm going to talk to my but anyway, the reason the reason it does that is because it's all generated. They put a lot of sensors on him, and the suit is actually generated.
It's like Dr. Manhattan from the Watchmen.
Yes, it's all generated.
Oh,
on
how
him.
Cute!
Yeah,
oh,
it's cute. Good old Ryan Reynolds, and the picture drove everybody crazy. They were all excited about it. It came out on Entertainment Weekly.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I seen it. Looks good. I thought he was wearing something, but
he's not. He's naked.
Not. It's painted
just,
on.
He's just naked. It's just his head, right? Yeah. Floating.
Yes. I don't remember the Green Lantern. I remember the Green Hornet.
Green Lantern. Actually, the Green Lanterns
very rarely depicted in live action.
Right.
It's the superhero. I forget what that was called. The Avengers Assembled or whatever TV show from 100,000 years ago, and that was about it.
Yeah.
You really don't see him too much, so you wouldn't remember him unless you were into the comic books or totally geeky.
And this is something, and I was familiar with the Green Lantern. You don't see a lot of that stuff, but the thing with that was that the Green Lanterns, actually, it's a plural thing because they are...
it's a core, right?
Yes,
the Green Lantern core.
It's a core, intergalactic police, and everybody gets a sector in the universe, and... our lovely Green Lantern got Sector 2814, which I guess is us.
Yeah, I'm going to take a Hal wild Jordan, I think, if I remember it correctly.
Right. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that would be the Earth Sector.
Yeah, that's Earth.
2814. Play that on the dailies today.
I have to remember that number.
Play it today. Play it tomorrow. But I didn't know that about 5 years ago, Jack Black... they were thinking of making a production, and they were thinking of making it like a zany, like sort of on the order of The Mask, with him as the Green Lantern.
Really?
Do you believe that?
No.
And somebody, yes.
I don't know if I want to see him like that.
Obviously you and millions of other people, because somebody with the good sense just canned the whole thing and said, nah, the Panama Red probably wore off.
Right,
all the other elusive dress. Yeah, you can see that. Yeah, we'll have Jack Black dress up as the Green Lantern. He'll look great in that outfit.
It'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Pass it around again.
I'm writing this note. Show it to me tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing in Gulliver's Travels soon. They're remaking the animated...
Jack Black?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who did I see? I know that that movie is coming out again. I can't remember. I saw a trailer for that. I don't remember it being. It is Jack Black. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I'm going to stop talking.
I'd like to see him in Ghostbusters. They keep saying they're going to remake Ghostbusters
again. Yeah. They're
supposed to do the fourth one.
Right. And they said the other guys have a hand in it. There's even going to be cameos.
Right. Well, it better be.
Yeah.
That'd be
and wasn't
ridiculous.
Ben Stiller supposed to be...
Something like that. There's supposed to be a whole bunch of things going on with it. It's supposed to... It's going to happen, then it's not going to happen. It's like the Chinese democracy. It's like...
Yeah.
It's going to happen, it's not going to happen, it's going to happen, it's not going to happen.
Anyway, here's something you might be interested in.
Nah.
Okay. Comic-Con.
Oh, yes. Yeah. San Diego Comic-Con.
It's supposed to be one of the biggest because they're expecting a lot of people there. Brangelina is going to be there. Brangelina. How do you pronounce that? Brangelina?
Brangelina.
Brad and Angelina.
Yeah.
Brangelina. I can take time to say it. I'm not in a hurry.
As long as there's no visits from Bennifer, we'll be in good shape. It's 5 days.
Yeah,
this time out, it starts tonight. The premiere night starts Wednesday night.
Yeah, they're saying that a lot of stars will be showing up. Mm-hmm. The whole cast of the Green Lantern is going to be there.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to make an appearance there, and they're saying that they're pretty sure Brad and Angelina is going to surprise everybody.
How? By
I don't know.
Having
announcing
their clothes on?
Announcing their normal. I don't. And I love them, by the way.
So it's
a little out there.
Yeah, they're just a little bit strange. It's more of a movie showcase now than it is a comic book convention because it's mostly every movie that's going to come out for the summer or the fall. Goes to the Comic-Con and has this huge showcase and you see clips from it for the next 6 to 7 months about whatever new movies are coming out. Yeah. It has nothing really to do with comic books whatsoever.
Right, and that's exactly what they're saying. It came a long way from the little stands and the little, places.
I've still never been. I'd love to go one day.
Yeah.
One year. But
it sounds really great. I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm reading this. I'm going, wow, this sounds great. Wow, San Diego. No, I can't go there. I have a job.
It is warm there too.
Yeah,
and we've had enough of that here in New York.
We definitely have enough of that. And let me see if he left me any of the hundreds of
anything juicy,
anything good. Now the Green Lantern thing was good. He got this. Now we're not going to read that.
He better play the slots, hit a jackpot, get money.
And Herman. From beyond, while he was looking for the underwear, the clean underwear, he's on the phone with me. He said, "You gotta mention this." And now it's coming from Herman.
Oh.
Okay, so let me start with that.
I don't know if that'll exonerate you, though. You're the one who's going to tell us. So.
Now, do we know who David Prowse is?
Yes. He's the Darth Vader.
He's the guy in the suit.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Herman says that he was always a bit tiffed. With Lucas, that he did not use him at the end of the
Revenge of the Sith, the last
no
us.
the most
recent Star Wars movie.
No, the third one,
the most recent
Return
Star
of the
Revenge of the Sith in
Jedi.
2005.
No, when the three of them are at the Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
From 1983?
Yeah.
He's upset about that?
He's still upset about that. He's a little tiff.
That's Herman.
Yeah. No, he's saying David Prowse is upset because they didn't use... He wanted Lucas to use him.
Well, who did he use?
He used an actor. You know, at the end where you finally see him,
right.
See his face.
Oh, he's upset about the guy who played the old Anakin, who got cut out of the movie anyway by the time the special edition came
exactly.
out.
Exactly. So he was stirring up trouble at the conventions, and now, according to Herman, he has been banned from every convention ever in the world.
How can they ban him from every convention?
That's what Herman says. It has to be true.
Yes, that's true.
That's true. It's like reading,
I forgot. I'm
reading,
sorry.
Reading the world news. If it's in there, it has to be true. But Herman.
He's been banned from every. Maybe he's been banned from the Star Wars celebrations. But
probably.
I can see that's happening. But, and are you sure he's upset? he's upset about not being Vader in Return of the Jedi, and it's got nothing to do with him not being Vader in Revenge of the Sith?
See, the key word here is, are you sure? I sort of said Herman told me.
I wouldn't ask you if you were sure of anything at that point. Right,
right.
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
I try to prerequisite the whole thing.
We're talking about a guy who doesn't have clean underwear, so...
Was that right. David Prowse or Herman?
I don't know. Well, you know...
It was pretty... He couldn't get out of that suit.
David Prowse, if anybody really wants to see him... See him in his prime, back when he was Vader. And he also has a very... very quick cameo or just a bit part in Clockwork Orange, where he plays the bodyguard who is looking after the old man in the wheelchair, who takes in Alex, who is played by Malcolm McDowell, who takes in Alex after he's been freed from he's been released from jail after he's gotten to treatment. And it's the scene where Malcolm McDowell is taking a bath and singing in the rain. And the old man flips out because he realizes that this is the same guy who came in and brutalized him and his wife.
Yes.
And that's the start of all of Alex's troubles in the third act of the film. And David Prowse is the gigantic bodyguard who actually carries the man around in his wheelchair. Yeah. So if anybody wants to see what Vader looked like without the mask and the suit on, that you have to see Clockwork Orange, and you'll see him.
Which I still love to this day. They just re-released it
Clockwork
on
Orange?
Blu-ray.
Really?
Yes.
I got a special edition DVD of it, which is it's as thick as a novel, and it's got a couple of cool documentaries about Malcolm McDowell on it. Actually, not too much about The Clockwork Orange, but whatever.
That was Stanley Kubrick, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. The book is insane. It's Burgess who wrote that book, and it's a crazy book, and it's actually crazier than the film, and the film is pretty out there.
Yeah, and Marion, you read the book.
Oh yeah,
you read the book because
it was disturbing. But I went to see the movie anyway.
Back in the day, Marion was our.
I was the critic.
She was the literary chick who would give us the books. Like she was the one who turned us on to The Hobbit.
Oh, really?
And she was like, "Yeah, you got to read these books." And all of a sudden, next thing you know, we're listening to Zeppelin anyway. And all of a sudden, we're hearing all these references,
right?
And you know, Marion came. Yeah, that's from The Hobbit.
What?
Next thing you know, so
darn Zeppelin.
Well, any good book. It's bound to be made into a movie eventually.
Right. And probably a bad movie.
Yeah. Remember what we were saying that?
Yeah.
And the writer doesn't care because if that's his first book
exactly.
and he's getting the movie.
He's getting money, so I wouldn't care.
Yeah. Change it. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
When I get the big bucks, I'll remake it.
I'll buy my house and write another one that's 10 times better.
Well, I think between J.K. and Stephanie Myers... They did pretty good.
Yeah, no, they did excellent for themselves. I'm jealous of both of them, to be honest. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking off. Please fasten your seatbelts.
You need air in here, man. Air has to come in.
Hey, I'm just telling the people out there what that is.
It's on an energy saver.
Yeah. We could actually do a War of the Worlds. Run away, they're coming.
I wouldn't run.
Yeah,
I'd stay here.
I like the chair. This is a good chair, Mark has. It's like the swivel chair.
Yeah, so is mine.
I'm like, really?
Don't talk about the chair.
All right. I have to renegotiate the contract. I too need a swivel chair. Or else.
I can't see myself doing any more of these shows without a swivel chair.
Yeah, we're giving you more money. The hell with that money. Give me that swivel chair. There you go. And that's the news. That's all I'm reading about the news.
Really?
Because it's a ton of stuff. And, you know, Mark could read this next week.
Yeah. He could.
Because, you know...
He's going to strike it rich in Tasmania, or wherever he is right now. And he's not coming back.
He comes back with that twatata pelt. That's it. That is a keeper. That is a trophy.
We also have the True Blood comic book just came out from IDW. That came out today. Wednesday. It was. It's got multiple covers. It's not a lot of information that you can get on it. It's going to be a convention exclusive at San Diego. I know J. Scott Campbell has done one of the multiple covers, and it's a satellite story. It's got nothing to do with the. It's got all the characters from the TV show, but it's got nothing to do with this current season that's on now. Right. And that just came out. I tried to go get one, but life got in the way, so I wasn't able to have one during the show tonight.
Do you know what? It's just such a real good promo point, the multiple covers, because
it was all the rage in the old days when I used to work at Acclaim Comics, and they used to do 5 or 6 different covers, and people were going nuts because it was the price guide market. So everyone considered that the number one issue of every comic book was eventually going to be worth $1 million.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the industry oversaturated the entire market.
There's no real...
Yeah, there's no actual value to any of these
exactly.
things. But what would happen is you would release a book, especially a number one book with multiple covers, and you'd sell 5 or 6 million comic books because of that. So it was really a fantastic move in the old days.
I mean, I am one of those people who run out. When they did the, I'm a big Beatle fan. They did the TV guide. The Beatle, they not only put them on one cover, they took 4 individual. Of course, I ran out.
Yeah,
they
you got to get all 4.
You got to get all 4. I need one TV guide, but you got to get all. And then I bought 2 of the same cover, so I can actually use the other one as a TV guide.
Right, because you can read one. Because you can't sully it's not worth anything years later.
I hermetically sealed it in cellophane. But, and they did that with Elvis, too. And then they...
Elvis?
Who's that?
Who's that guy?
I don't know. It was before
I'm too young for Elvis.
Yeah, you are too. Costello. No. But anyway...
He's got some good stuff.
We ready for a break or no? Yeah, we're ready for a break because I'm just spent.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at MFC_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music. Was hot. Now back to our show.
Hey everybody, we're back.
It's so insincere.
I do like that. That was my DJ. Hey everybody, we're back. It's 5 minutes after the big hour. 5.
Nicely done.
Hey. Just wanted to mention, Mark usually does this, and I will do this because Mark usually does it.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to you doing what Mark usually does.
And do you know he has a swivel chair also?
Yes, I've been told about his swivel chair.
It's a swivel chair.
I have a swivel chair as well, but it is far inferior to his swivel chair.
Which I'm starting to feel left out. I don't have a swivel chair.
No, you don't.
I was just going to say, man, I don't see a swivel chair
over
there.
No, she doesn't get a swivel chair.
And that's usually my chair over there, and it does not swivel.
Which means that ultimately you do not
have
a swivel
chair.
I'm sorry.
All right.
We'll work on that for you.
All right. I'm bringing my own, along with my earphones next week. It's the rundown of who did what in the movie world, which will lead into our
segue.
Okay. Inception did $60.4 million.
Nice.
Number one in the box office.
And it deserves it.
Yes. And, yeah, we will be discussing that next week, I guess.
Right.
Despicable Me is on its tail with $32.7 million.
I bet you they're disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, and a little disappointed.
Yeah, even though it's...
We only have $32 million.
Yeah, even $32 million
for an animation. Yes, so I'm disappointed.
If I got $32 million in a weekend and I was disappointed, I'd expect a plane to fall on me.
Yeah. If I had $32 million, I'd buy a comic book.
A good one, right?
One a good, good one, old ones. Yeah. Yeah. The Sorcerer's Apprentice came in third, $17.4
million.
Wow,
that actually ranked. Okay.
And Eclipse is still in there, $13.5 million, bless you.
Not a surprise.
Oh, okay. Toy Story 3, $11.7
There's a lot of women out there.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And I'm one of them.
Who want to see that guy go hairless if he plays Wolverine? Segway thing. Grown Ups, $10 million. The Last Airbender, $7.5 million. That's coming up $7 million. Predators, which we all did not. Did you see that yet?
Nope.
Okay.
I was warned off it.
Wait for the DVD.
Yeah, maybe. Even if I do that, I might not even do that.
$6.8 million, Day and Night, $3.7 million at 9.
Try Night and Day.
Night and Day. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. You were quiet over there. And I know this
That's
is going to...
story. He's sticking to it.
Yeah. I know this is going to just bring this on again, but... The Karate Kid.
Oh.
$2.2 million.
Still in there.
In 10th place. They still don't get it.
Well, I didn't see it, but I mean, I like Jackie Chan. Yeah, what's the problem?
The problem. This is the problem.
It's Kung Fu. They're Chinese, so he's teaching him Kung Fu. Karate is Japanese. So
really?
Yes. So you gotta stop calling it Karate Kid. Even in the commercial... He says, I'm going to teach you Kung Fu. So
it's not the Karate Kid. We went over this.
That's my point of contention with
him. Yeah, and he's going to stick to
it. You know, and after a couple of months of complaining about it, I'm actually going to see the movie, and they're going to have one small segment in the movie that explains it, and I'm going to feel like an idiot for the rest of that year.
Well, we're all saying that, so it will be a group idiocy thing.
Yeah, I know. But
if, you may be right all the way. So.
I'm the one who's screaming the loudest about it, so yeah. All right, so fair enough. So those movies are good, so...
$60 million for Inception. That's
Inception was an exceptionally good movie.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wasn't surprised that it was as convoluted as it was or as heady as it was, because I know Christopher Nolan. I did not like the Batman Begins, and I did not like The Dark Knight. But it wasn't really because of his directing. There's certain things about it which I've talked about at length. So I knew it was going to be a decent movie. It was going to have intense visuals, but I didn't expect to like it as much as I did. I thought it was extremely good.
Yeah, and that's good enough for me to go see it.
Just pay attention, because you're going to miss, you know, through all the talking and whatever that people do, the people around us while we were watching it in the theaters. This weekend or last weekend, talked through the beginning or whatever, and by the end of the film, they were lost. You know, you could see them lost.
That's what I've heard. A lot of people were confused.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought I was the only person who didn't like The Dark Knight.
No.
I did
not
like that movie.
No, me neither.
I liked the Batman movies.
I liked some of them.
Yeah.
I liked Batman, and I kind of liked. Batman Returns, which was okay. Yeah. The Batman Forever and Batman and Robin were horrendous. now, Batman Begins and The Dark Knight are not as bad as the Joel Schumacher Batman movies.
Oh my God.
By any stretch of the imagination. But there were certain things I just didn't like about them.
Yeah.
And so... I've talked about it 100 times.
But. So I'm sure when I go see this movie now, not Batman, but Inception, that I'm going to go at an off time where there's not a lot of people there. So I guess just pay strict attention.
Just pay attention. I mean, things are explained. If you're not going to pay attention to it, or if you're not, you have to want to keep up. It's one of those things where the explanation is given, but you have to really want to accept the explanation.
Right.
But good stuff.
Yeah,
and it starts off with a rolling ball. You know, it starts off with a lot of action and explosions, and it's easy to get lost.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually surprised I was able to keep up with it as much as I was.
With the people talking around.
But just in general, just the movie in and of itself, because the way it doles out information to you is...
sort of like a Matrix thing, or...?
But I mean, the Matrix, a lot of stuff happens, and then you get to the point where the guy... It's a setup where Morpheus is actually going to explain everything to you,
right.
And then you just watch for the rest of the movie to see if all the pieces that he set forth all fall into place. This movie explains it all first 10-15 minutes, you know? There's more explanation or more elaborate explanation as the movie goes along, but the basic premise is given to you in the first 10-15 minutes. And if you're not on your A game, you're not going to know what's going on for the rest of the film.
Next thing is the DVD, which is going to
exactly.
be the way this movie is making money.
You just sit there and watch the DVD and study it.
Yes.
But trust me, it's a good movie.
Good.
It
sounds good. It's only getting good reviews. Anyway, the question of the week. It's time for that question of the week.
You can't sing your own question of the week song.
Yeah, yeah. Our good listeners who are out there, I know they're listening now, Doug and Jeannie Booth. And
our only two listeners. So
yes. they were having a discussion with me about... movies in general with the prices now and of the movies, the section prices, I should say, of the movies. Like you got your IMAX 3D is one price.
Right.
You have your regular movie, another price. Your regular 3D, another price.
Right.
Which this is going to be Marianne's segment because Marianne manages the Regal Theater at Deer Park. So
it's good water out there.
So it's beautiful theater, and you guys got to get there if you haven't gone there. It's nice. It's clean. It's great. So Doug and Jeannie and myself were actually discussing: is it really fair when somebody says like Avatar? Let's take Avatar, and the largest grossing movie
of all time,
right. And. Is it fair to say that when they're charging extra because it's in 3D? We've gone over this all the time. They charge extra because it's 3D, and you get that. What was the price when Avatar was going there? What was the price of the IMAX 3D about, approximately?
Well, IMAX can be anywhere from $16, depending on the theater, or even $20. In Manhattan.
Yeah.
For one film, for one ticket.
Yes.
Yeah, for one ticket. So now they're basing that on that $20 opposed to what's the regular price of a movie?
Right. It varies theater to theater.
About $10, though.
It could be anywhere from 10 to... 11 and change.
Yeah, I've never paid over 12, though.
Yeah,
I paid
12 someplace. But the point, again, is $20 versus 12. So you have a movie who's on its tail, and it's a regular movie. To me, personally, that movie surpasses Avatar.
Right, because you got all these extra satellite.
Right.
Are these revenue reports at the end of the week, is that everything all considered? Or is that just box office?
That's box office. That's domestics. That's foreign. That's box office. And
so that includes all 3D proceeds and revenue. That includes all IMAX.
It's showing. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's gross.
Not fair.
That's not at all. And even though that's, even though that, wow, did you hear the voice? Even though they've got like Miss, got like Mr. Haney
you're
on
passionate
Green
Acres about it.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Douglas. Even though, but anyway,
Hassan, you don't really know what that is, do you?
No,
you're too young.
No,
I
you're
do.
Too young.
I don't want to know what it is.
You don't want to know, damn it. But anyway, Tom, you know. Please tell me you know. Thank you.
See, oh my God, that's the over 50 crowd.
Thank you, Tom. So anyway, so Doug, Jeannie, and I were saying, is it fair? No, it's not fair, but actually, it is inactually the biggest grossing film.
Well, you're talking Avatar.
Avatar, yeah.
Well, it made a lot of money. It made a lot of money regular, domestic, and it made a lot of money overseas. And I don't think they do a lot of this IMAX silliness and stuff overseas, but I don't know for certain.
Yeah.
So,
and let us not forget, it made a lot of money on the DVD.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, off of me, too.
Yeah.
I bought a DVD.
In Blu-ray.
I bought a Blu-ray. Darn it.
Do you know there's rumors that it's coming back? Before the end of the summer.
Yeah,
I
there's
think.
Supposed to be a special edition, super special edition Blu-ray box set or something.
No,
like
I
that
think in the theaters.
Though. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is there one person out there that hasn't seen it yet?
I actually know a couple of people who haven't seen it and who are refusing to see it.
Oh, okay.
We should make sure that we drag them, kicking and screaming, because if we drink the Kool-Aid,
everyone must drink the Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's good Kool-Aid.
Everybody
I don't know
has
why you would.
Pandora.
Especially, yeah, in this heat wave. You got to drink the Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God. When does it all end?
When the world explodes. You don't want it to end, trust me.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think it's fair. And everything's coming out. But it's going to even itself out because everything is 3D. I mean, I went to the movies this past weekend, and every trailer was 3D. Everyone, like romance stories with, you know, with
what are you going to see when they kiss the lips coming out?
I'm serious, but they're all it's like, you know, Robert Pattinson, you know, romance novel of whatever the most recent whatever. It's all in 3D, and it doesn't make any sense. And they'll tell you at the end of the film or at the end of the trailer that it's going to be 3D. So you don't actually see 3D shots or, you know, action depictions of action or anything like that. It just tells you, also available in 3D.
And we were discussing, good old Doug and I, we were discussing that, you know, Avatar did so well in 3D. What did Cameron do? He says, well, I'm thinking of 3D-ing Titanic, right? With the search for more money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then he condemned the machine, the process that they use to make normal movies into 3D.
That was another show. We were going crazy. He condemns the machine. and then next thing you know, he's we'll take Titanic.
I ain't buying Titanic again. Yeah, that's all there
crazy.
Is to it. That's
When you're in the theater, what is the general consensus about the IMAX? Do you see, even though the prices, you see people still lining up for that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely an IMAX fan.
Really?
Yes, because to have a large screen that fills your sight, your whole vision, you really are immersed in it. If you don't mind how loud it is, some people don't care for it.
Yeah,
the over 70 crowd comes out and complains, but...
But what do they see in movies for anyway? Stay at home. We'll get you a flat screen. You can watch TV.
Yeah, wait, let me play Herman. They shouldn't be out!
Yeah, he's going to be one of them someday.
Yeah.
I know.
All of us. If we're lucky, all of us will.
But he will still be Herman, you know.
This is a 70-year-old Herman.
Give me my teeth! You know, and make sure I have clean underwear.
So the IMAX is successful. Everyone's happy. You're a big fan of it also?
Yes, definitely.
I saw IMAX... I think I've seen two movies in IMAX since that started. I think I saw Episode 2 from Star Wars. And they cut half of it out because it was too long. You can't sit in IMAX for more than 2 hours or you'll have a psychotic episode. That's what they're worried about. And I forget the other movie. I think the other movie... Oh, I saw 300 in IMAX.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And it had to be, because I, the first time I saw that, it was on, like, TV. 32-inch screen, nothing.
No, it wasn't really doing the same thing for you. Yeah, 300 was magnificent in IMAX, and it was a midnight showing too. I think I ran out there after doing this radio show.
Yeah.
I guess I'll drink the Kool-Aid on the IMAX.
I'm a big IMAX fan. I mean, Marion took me. She said, "Hey, did you ever see IMAX?" No, Monsters and Aliens. I fell in love with the thing.
Yeah,
all animation
works
is good in IMAX 3D. Monsters and Aliens is one of them. That was great.
Uh-huh.
How to Train Your Dragon.
That was
fantastic.
Good.
I like
that.
Really.
And Despicable Me was pretty good too.
Which, do you have any examples of the ones that weren't that good in IMAX?
Well, not animations, but remember we were discussing Clash of the Titans. No need for 3D.
Right. Well, I didn't even see it in 3D, I think. And it wasn't that good in regular two-dimensional.
I think it's just coming out in Blu-ray. I'm going to get it. Yeah. I never saw it.
It's like the 3D we were discussing it. There was so much action that there was no need for 3D.
And none of it was 3D oriented. Nothing was coming towards the screen or shooting out or anything like that.
Just the
now,
most...
In Despicable Me, they kind of tell you to watch the credits. When you go to the movies these days, you have to sit through
the
credits.
Watch the whole credits, right.
Because you miss things.
Right.
And it was awesome. It was like the credits are rolling and the little minions are like coming out towards you. One's mouth is coming right at you. It was good. It's 3D is a nice experience, but I think it's a waste for very young children.
Yeah, because they don't understand the...
Some people don't like to put glasses on.
Oh, well, then they, you know, then but, they lose. That's, yeah. You know, you gotta give it the program.
Yeah.
They had the Beowulf had come out a couple of years ago, and it was in 3D. And it was so under the radar. No one was even talking about it. I went with my cousin. It was Thanksgiving. We were going to a dinner, but we had all morning, and we were just sitting around. So it was like, all right, let's just go see, you know, Beowulf. And we went to this theater to see it, and it happened to be a 3D show. We didn't even know that. They handed us these glasses, and we were like, what are you giving me glasses for? I'm fine. I can see. So you sit down and you watch it and you're getting used to it for the first time. I haven't seen a 3D movie since I think
House of
Freddy's
Wax.
Freddy's Dead.
No, I don't think.
Or one of those. Yeah, one of the last Nightmare on Elm Street movies was 3D, yeah. I think. And that was a long time ago. And I'm watching it, and it's slowly dawning on me that it's working. You know that certain things are happening, and I'm going to tell you, at one point they fired arrows at Beowulf on the beach, and they tracked the arrows. They went all the way up, and then they came out towards the screen, and I ducked. We a bunch of us collectively that potent that I actually ducked. Yeah. So that was a 3D experience. We walked out. We were like, well, you know, that's odd. We haven't been to a 3D movie in so long. You know, that's cute. That's a cute gimmick. Yeah. Well, and then you know, a couple like 4 years later. They're everywhere. You can't get away.
You can't. It's right. I mean, you wanna hear the last 3D movie I saw was in Herman's living room, The Preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, and they showed it on television.
Yeah,
you had to get your glasses from
the 7-Eleven
gas station.
Or
yeah, something like that.
But even before that, Herman had sound projector, and he took over his mother's living room upstairs, and he made it a movie theater.
You've been telling us that last week.
We're all sitting there, and we have the 3D glasses on. And, you know, you get to the point where you say, what the heck am I doing? And then you take them off and look at everybody else, and they're like watching the screen.
In.
Yeah, they're glued in. And I'm saying, okay,
zombies.
It's time for the drugs. You know, but not really, but, folks. I never did that.
It came from the radio. Just not condone drug use or anything.
Yes, definitely not. But
you mean the you know, Tylenol, right? That's what you're talking about. You broke out the Tylenol.
Advil.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
If you can find it.
Yeah.
You can't find any.
And my big one was Pepto-Bismol. Just liked it because it was pink.
Right. Yeah, like strawberry.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's
what
stuff.
I'm talking about. Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about. Matt, do you see any decline in theater going?
That's a difficult question. I think people, there's people out there who love to go to movies. And they're the ones that go often. And then there's the ones that just come out when there's a movie they want to see. I'm that kind of person. Usually I wait until it's something that I really want to see. There's people that are regulars, and yeah, it's expensive, I think, but it's not as expensive as some other forms of entertainment.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
If you want to take your family to a ball game, you got to rob a bank.
You got to give them your firstborn male child. Yeah. That's it.
It's difficult. It's ridiculous.
Oh, somebody else's, you know,
yeah.
As long as it's...
But, that's what I would do. Too used to my kids, I would do.
Mark describes it as a kind of a seasonal thing, but like seasons in a day, like at certain hours from right. 10 to about 10 to 12, you're going to get no one, you know, you're going to get one or two people, and then you're going to have the senior citizen crowd roll in at about 1 o'clock. They're going to watch all the matinee movies. And according to what he says, they don't really care what they go to see. You know, they've made some kind of deal with each other mm-hmm. earlier on, and then you just kind of file into whatever movie and just sit there until 6 o'clock, and then they all leave, and then you get the from 6 to 8, nothing really happens, and from like eight to around 10, you get the youngsters, and that business doesn't usually do anything until about Friday, like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, I'm thinking that Thursday would be the start of the downslope, where the upslope.
Yeah, where you're actually getting decent crowds or whatever. And he says that according to him, because I asked him a while ago, that most of the money comes from the concession stands.
Yeah,
you know, where it's most of the money you make.
Yeah,
there.
that's a biggie. Yeah, because they charge $80 for a Tootsie Roll. Yeah,
that's very true. That stuff.
But it's a good Tootsie Roll.
We went to the movies last week, and they gave us we ordered a large popcorn, and I was upstate, so I'm thinking a large popcorn around here, even as far as Rockland County, is like a bag.
Yeah,
like a plastic paper bag, and it's okay. I guess that's large. You know, you put some butter on it, and you ignore it. You know, and
yeah.
You can maybe share. They gave us we ordered a large. They gave us a bucket like bigger than a KFC 16-piece bucket of popcorn, like from the old days when you were a kid,
yeah.
And you were eating until you got sick, and then you literally when you put the bucket down on the floor, which is the universal indication that you're done eating popcorn,
yeah.
It was still a quarter way, you know, three quarters full. This was how this was, and it was, and I don't know what they did to it with the butter, but there was butter on every kernel in that thing. It wasn't just riding on the top. Halfway through, we were just sick of eating popcorn and sick of the soda and whatever. And
there's one guy upstate. I know this for a fact because I lived there for a while. There's this one guy upstate, and he just has a needle, like a little hypodermic, full of butter. And his job is just to inject every kernel. I don't know how they do that. How would they do that? You know? I'm lying, of course.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one step too far.
Yes, I got to tell people I'm lying because I'll forget and somebody out there will say, that's the way they do it. They take the doctor's needle.
According to it came from the radio.
That's it. Charlie said it. It has to be true.
I get all my good information.
And the mother
from
will
there.
Say, you sure Herman didn't say it? But anyway, we got 3 minutes where... We're winding down. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah,
huh?
Or you know when you're doing this. When it is.
But anyway, Matt, thank you for being our guest, covering for Herman because he doesn't have clean underwear. We have to call Carol and tell her to get on that with you know the laundry stuff.
You field that call. I don't want to have anything to do with
it. I'll definitely call.
Well, thank you, Hassan and Charlie. I enjoyed being here.
You like it? Well, you could come back.
Yes,
you
know? Definitely.
Definitely come back. Give us all the stats. And if you want to go,
I don't laugh like Herman.
Yeah,
thank God.
That's a plus.
Thank God. That's a whole plus. But like I said, if you want to go visit Marianne, you know she's at the Regal Theater. It's a great theater. You guys got to go because it's a beautiful theater. We got to go one day. We got to do a road trip.
Definitely. I'll go.
Yeah. And
where is it? Where exactly?
It's in the Tanger Outlets in Deer Park.
Oh, okay. All right.
The arches at the park, you know. But anyway, and guess what I'm not going to do this week?
Well, you're not
gonna Mark is going to hate me. I'm not going to do any final thought. You know, no, we don't have final thoughts.
Yeah, I hate the final thoughts.
This week we won't have final thoughts. I just want to say, you know, if Rulenska doesn't write me soon, I'm going to England. I'll have to miss a show to go to England. But she better write me soon. But anyway, and also I want to thank Doug and Jeannie for... for the question, for the discussion. We had a good discussion.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
And they're serious listeners, because before Doug comes home, Jeannie is revving up the computer.
Really?
And getting it ready, yeah.
Well, you know, we'll get them active again, you know, doing something on a Wednesday.
Yeah. definitely. I mean, the only, like I said, the only time they go to plays and, you know, they have to miss us occasionally. That's all right.
That's all right, yeah.
You know, we're giving you our blessing, but...
Mark will be back next week. Hopefully Herman will be there, part of the show. And
I'm telling you. I'm hoping Mark catches his watata and Herman cleans his underwear. And that should work out well. So what are we looking at? Okay. I have no idea what that means, but folks, we'll see you next week, Marianne. Thank you. Same, thank you. And ciao.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
Program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.